Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday morning, December 26th. I'm Tom Ortuso. This time, how retailers use your personal information. But first, how's the economy faring heading into 2015? Well, the Journal's Eric Morath says GDP growth and consumer spending numbers out earlier this week suggest the economy has some momentum. But there are some caveats.
Some weakness in housing and in the factory sector. So it looks like we have good momentum moving forward, but you know, we're still cautious about calling it a breakout.
Morath says there are factors that should be adding up to a stronger housing market.
People have jobs, the incomes are starting to rise, mortgage rates are historically low, so that seems to be a recipe to boost housing sales. We haven't seen that yet. Partly it could be because a lot of people are struggling to come up with a down payment or obtain a loan.
Morath says economists already are looking ahead to the fourth quarter GDP numbers after strong third quarter data.
See if we can build up a string of readings, you know, close to the 3% range, or if after this bounce we saw in the spring and summer, if we'll come back to earth.
Third quarter gross domestic product grew at an annual rate of 5%, the strongest pace since 2003. As we continue, how retailers use your information.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Whether you like it or not, retailers want to get to know you, and the way they do it is by tracking you. Adam Levin of Credit.com reviews some of the ways retailers use your personal information.
Most people understand that retailers want their contact information. But a name and email address isn't much of a customer profile. That's the bare minimum. If they're doing it right, a retailer is not only going to know your name and where you live, they're going to keep track of how much money you spend, your favorite brands, your shoe size, pretty much anything else they can get their hands on. So what do they use it for? A whole host of things. Say you own a shoe store. You're going through your inventory and you notice you have three times as many women's shoes in size 7 than in any other size. Where are all those size 7 customers? How can you lure them into your store and solve your superfluous 7 problem? Simple. Send them an email. From boutiques to big box stores, retailers are doing their best to build robust customer profiles so they can reach a specific group of shoppers when necessary. Sure, you could send an email to all women on your mailing list promoting a big weekend shoe sale, but the size 9 ladies won't be too pleased when they show up and all the great shoes are only available in 7s. Retailers are also making you feel loved. It's your birthday. Enjoy a free cup of coffee on us. We miss you. Here's 30% off for nothing in particular, just to let you know we miss you. You may not love the idea of a company keeping a ton of information on you, but hey, we all love getting free stuff on our birthdays, right? Doesn't that free birthday cookie make up for the hundreds of emails that businesses send you every other day of the year? Retailers want details on who you are so they can appropriately reward you with freebies and discounts in exchange for your loyalty. It can be very difficult for a salesperson to get you to share your information. Just think of how many times you've refused to give the cashier your email address when you check out. If they want you to hand over more information about yourself, they've got to establish a relationship. Because then you're no longer Jane who likes running. You're a 35-year-old female marathoner who spends $300 on athletic gear every 3 months and replaces her running shoes every February. All of the information retailers gather on you enables them to market more effectively. And be it a large or small store, you can confidently assume the places you frequent have some kind of file on you. Because of the slew of retail data breaches that plagued 2014, for many consumers, it's that very record that's terrifying. After having their credit cards compromised, their email addresses stolen, even their passwords cracked, it can be hard to trust a retailer. But in the long run, It all comes down to what you're comfortable giving up for a deal. I'm Adam Levin, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
And that's it for this time. Check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.